on Central Oregon Coast.
Campaign finance reform.
Yeah.
You know, now I can talk about my own campaigns.
Yeah.
I've campaigned twice for this Senate position, mm-hmm. once in 16 and once in 20. Mm-hmm. Both of those campaigns cost over $1 million.
Right.
Not together, individually, for a campaign, a position, state senator that pays $30,000
well,
a year.
And the last governor's race 2 years ago.
$70 million.
$70 million. Right. Dollars. That was so, one of the big things that yeah. prompted this, too.
And so, you know, I think the point we've all, as citizens, said, boy, how raising that kind of money, and it projected to be even higher this mm-hmm. campaign, how does someone, or are we eliminating good folks into serving
right.
just simply because of campaign? So we did take efforts, I think a good first step. It won't go into effect until January of 2027, which means 2028 kind of campaigns.
Right.
But it'll start getting people used to, you know, there are contribution limits mm-hmm. by individuals, by groups, by, you know, unions.
And I understand Secretary of State's office is the one that is implementing that and
exactly.
rolling things out over the next 3 years.
Exactly. And I think, you know, like anything, we'll see some changes along the way as we start, you know, putting the rules in place and having all those conversations. But I think it's a great first step.
Mm-hmm.
And we've needed that. Oregon's been one of the few states that didn't have any limits. So it's a nice,
well,
nice spot.
And a lot of people may not realize how much impact it has on local races. I mean, last year in the school board elections here in Syosset, there were four candidates that all spent well over $10,000. And the four candidates did not win, only spent a few hundred, maybe $1,000.
Yeah.
And it, so that has a definite impact.
It does. You know, it does. And certainly you like to have community involvement, you know, even to the point of beyond you know, just the voting.
Mm-hmm.
Because in order for a candidate to get their message out, but I think, you know, media needs to help candidates. How do we get that, you know,
yeah.
Message out and about, and you know, just
yeah.
what's going on? So that's where a lot of the you know, expense goes. Because as we were talking about, Senate District 5 goes from, you know, north of Lincoln City all the way down to Coos Bay, all the way into Philomath,
mm-hmm.
all the way into Fern Ridge Reservoir.
Yeah.
So it is a big and multitude of markets. So for me to
yeah.
I've added a lot of miles to the car for sure.
All right, Senator Dick Anderson, what's next? We need to wrap up here real quick,
yeah,
but
true.
what's next for you on the legislative horizon?
For me, nothing's changed. I'm going into the 25 session already with my, you know, healthy community kind of aspect. We aren't done by any means with housing. We need to break down some barriers, and that's what I'll be pushing. I'll be with the governor next week signing some of these bills. They've already been signed, but more ceremonial. And it provides an opportunity to keep talking production. Health care, physical, mental, and oral. When I talk about health care, all three of those, you know, are lacking on the coast as far as accessibility. They also are needed by our citizens. Education. And education, I'm a big believer into the early learning aspect, so early learning child care, you know, and you start looking at child care by itself. What can we do early on to provide that so our workforce can now get to the job? I've described early learning child care as a profession, and we need to think of it as a profession.
And that, we need to pay for it.
Bingo. Well, and that goes... But that's a profession that allows other professionals
mm-hmm.
to work.
Yeah.
And I think, so those four arenas, I'm sneaking in a new one, and that's transportation. As much as I drive up and down the coast, Highway 101, congestion, I think ODOT can do more than it's been doing to assist us in our communities. So those are my areas, I'll just keep building on them. Because one of the things, Bob, I've learned is you can't do anything by yourself in the legislature.
No, that's true.
And you better have allies. I work real strong against, you know, on both sides of the aisle, and I'm not a grenade thrower, as I like to call it. So I'm welcome. And I'm what I've been accepted as someone that's they want at the table, you know, good ideas. And now's the time where we formulate bills and concepts.
All right. Senator Dick Anderson, 5th District Senator in the state of Oregon. And that runs from, as he said, just north of Lincoln City to almost to Coos Bay.
All the way south of Coos Bay.
South of Coos Bay. Yep. Into the Willamette Valley and Philomath and around Fern Ridge area, as well as all points in between here on the coast. Senator, thanks for visiting with us.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
You're listening to the May edition of Our Town. I'm Bob Sneddon. We'll take a real quick break. We come back. George Henry is going to be visiting with somebody about a very interesting program that is beginning at the Boys and Girls Club of Western Lane County. Back right after this on Our Town.